Hey, this is Tyler Joe Miller, and you're listening to Music's Journey with my friend Kim Sears.
I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on around every turn. She ain't scared to be tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
Single Wild As Her by CMA award winner country artist Tyler Joe Miller. He's heading to PEI to play one of the biggest stages in country music at the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. It takes place on July 7th through the 9th and is presented by Bell. Making a triumphant return, the festival's back with the main stage headliners Luke Combs on Thursday, July 7th, which is already sold out, Darris Rucker on Friday, July 8th, and Dustin Lynch on Saturday, July 9th. Rounding out the main stage lineup includes CMA award winner Raquel Cole and Tyler Joe Miller, amongst many other amazing performers. The Colliding Tides Kitchen stage will also kick off on Thursday, July 7th and run until Saturday, July 9th, including an incredible array of talents such as the multiple CCMA award nominated and Country Music Alberta award winners Nice Horse, multiple Country Music Alberta award winner Mariah Stokes, and multiple award-nominated country artist Chris Ryan. What a lineup! I am teamed up with the event to conduct interviews with some of the Canadian talent leading up to the very big day. One of those big Canadian talents is CMA award winner country artist Tyler Joe Miller, here to talk about his latest single, upcoming tour schedule, new music, and the Cavendish Beach Music Festival is CMA award winner Tyler Joe Miller. Hi, TJ. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing, Kim?
Good, good. It's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are one busy guy right now, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness. It is. It is unbelievable.
Throwing you right into the fire, aren't they?
Yeah. It's like the first run, like first real run at like a lot of shows and stuff. And so it's we've been super busy with that. And then this was like my first time since the start of our shows that I kind of had like a week home, but then everything is happening all at once on this week. And so it's just so much all the time, but I guess that's what I signed up for.
Well, it's hard when you're coming off of everything that's been going on and not performing the way that you normally would, you know, coming off of all your success. Man, let's talk about that first. We'll get into all the performances and everything. The last few months for you, you know, has just been absolutely crazy. Last week was crazy for you. Four awards,
yeah,
a week ago for the British Columbia Country Music Awards. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was that was pretty cool. It's like it's you know, even like last year being up for like CCMA nominations is mm-hmm. was unreal. But then also like within the provincial ones, like my BC fam, like these are the people that told me I should be doing my own thing. You know, these are the people that you know, tried to push me out of not my comfort zone, because I'm pretty comfortable all around, but you know, instead of just being, you know, a backup guitarist or singer or whatever, it was like, no, you should be doing your own thing. And so these are the people that pushed me, you know, to start doing that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, vote for me to give me four awards. So it's pretty special. And especially all the awards that we got, those are the ones that we wanted to win, because those are the important ones to me, especially like songwriter and stuff like that. Like that's really cool for me as an artist.
Yeah. That's a pretty big deal. Like when you look at when you started out this and when you signed on, and again, congratulations for the MDM recording artist, you know, when you signed for that. So that is pretty amazing. That's an incredible start. And like you said, like you were a backup guitarist for an awful lot of the artists that are out in Canada right now, but for you to be able to step out front. And I know that kind of came from, you know, MDM seeing you perform somewhere and really pushing you to become that front man for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool that you know, I had a label behind me from day one of, you know, like I didn't have a song out or anything. So there's nothing to my name at that point to, you know, have any credibility towards someone wanting to offer me a record deal, but they took a chance on me. And, yeah, I think that was really cool, just from the get go, you know, and we got to come out of the gates together and, you know, came out swinging, and we thought we were just going to try to get our foot in the door, and we ended up kind of kicking it down in some ways. So.
Well, okay. All right. So you released your gold certified single Pillow Talking at the end of 2019, and that catchy tune earned you the iHeartRadio Future Star that became your first number one at Canadian Country Radio. Pretty sweet, but you know what? That's right out of the gate for country radio. Then you follow it up with I Would Be Over Me Too, which also reached number one spot and earned you. And it's such an incredible position to be in as the first independent country artist to reach number one at radio with the first two singles. Hitting the ground running is just an understatement.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah. What the hell? It's still weird. Like before any of this, like I'm a contractor, you know, like I was used to doing the 9 to 5, and then all of a sudden, you know, these songs were hitting those, you know, were topping the charts when I'm still on a construction site, you know, like I'm doing most of my radio interviews while I'm literally on a construction site.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like, it was so bizarre for me, because especially not being able to get out and play shows, it kind of felt like I was just this ghost in the industry that nobody really knew who I was, but the songs were doing well. And so it was like, who the hell is this guy? And like, I'd be on construction sites where like people are playing my songs and it's just like, you just don't tell them. And,
yeah, that's me over here. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, like to make a little bit of history too. Like I wasn't expecting any of this, but I sure as hell wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty special.
What did the crew think when they heard your song on radio for the very first time? And what did you think? Like, how were you feeling when you heard it the first time?
I heard it for the first time, it was on our home station, at some like we were painting some like big farmhouse. Out in Aldergrove here, and we had just the radio playing, and yeah, they had me on for like a feature that day to see if people liked it or not, and and yeah, all of a sudden the song comes on and I'm just like, what the hell, that's my song. And so our crew kind of stopped, and they were so just like supportive. Like it was a pretty tight small company. It was like just a, you know, four of us like best friends that were just kind of working together. And actually I think we had a few more. I think there might have been five or six of us on, but at that point. And yeah, we just kind of stood around and just like listened, and then it finished and I was like, okay, well, let's get I guess back to work. So yeah, we all celebrate. Like it was just really cool, but it's one of those bizarre things where it's like, it just doesn't feel real. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I don't know what else to do other than just go back to work, because, you know, those paychecks weren't coming in yet for me to do anything else. So,
well, you get kind of numb, and I hear that a lot, you know, when it happens the first time, because it just doesn't penetrate. It doesn't sink in.
Yeah, it really just doesn't compute in your brain where, you know, that's me on the radio. Like, it's just... It's weird. It's weird, Kim.
I can't even imagine, because everybody, you know, was at a buzz, you know, when it come to your first single that hit the radio. And then, you know, you just never know, you know, what's going to happen. And then to hit the second one, number one.
Yeah.
And it says so much about your songwriting, and knowing that award you won, you know, just last week. That means so much, because your songwriting is real. It's raw. People can connect with it because you're talking about everyday life. You have a real way with words. Where did that all come from?
Well, thank you. Oh God, if I know. I think my family seems to be like, I know my dad is, is quite like just a storyteller, like loves telling stories.
Mm.
And he's always good at it. And I think there's just something about my family, and like my mom's side is a little, you know, they're, my mom and her sisters are all like really great singers, and my grandpa played guitar, my uncle played banjo, and my dad's side, you know, my uncle's, you know, great singer. And but like, I wouldn't say we really grew up like musical. Like, I wasn't really like growing up with music lessons at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I always enjoyed telling stories in some sort of way. Like, I think it took off in our family in that aspect. And like, I remember in high school, you know, as much as I attended, I would enjoy like English class. Like, I enjoyed poetry. Hmm. There's something really cool about it that I always liked, and you know, the rhyme schemes and creating stories out of nothing. And I thought it was really sweet. And then when I picked up guitar and started playing, you know, I realized that I could move this over to music, and maybe these were lyrics. And my mom also like loved poetry and would write poetry, and so I grew up like listening to like 90s country, and you know, the stories are just unreal. Like, mm-hmm. That's what country music's always been about. And so you know, I decided to just kind of, you know, switch that focus over to writing music, and it just kind of came out country, I guess. So
well, because you have a lot of rock influence too. You love a lot of the classic rock, the like the 90s bands, right?
I grew up with it. So like, my dad's side is like, I think one of my first concerts was like Queen when they were touring with Paul Rogers.
Oh, nice.
Or it might have been Rolling Stones. It was one of those two. And I remember my dad taking me to this concert, and yeah, like I grew up going to those concerts. I went to ZZ Top, and then my dad's favorite band was Led Zeppelin, and mm-hmm. so I grew up with just like listening to those CDs all the time, and really enjoyed those as well. But yeah, like I enjoyed them back in the day, and I think my music taste kind of it cycles, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think I just ended up kind of going back to my roots, which, I mean, it's cool how songs and artists can like take you back to certain moments. And
I
so
know.
I think like when I hear country music, I think of being up at my cabin with the family, and you know, out in the country, middle of nowhere, kind of, you know, doing our thing on the lake. Or like, there's certain songs that will remind me of like, oh, it's this back road, you know, on this logging road out at my cabin or something like that. And so there's something nostalgic about it, but mm-hmm. something that just feels like home for yeah. me with country music. And so I'm not sure exactly where the influence came to write, but I think it, you know, just the way that I grew up, I think there was just a lot of that influence of storytelling, and just a lot of influences kind of, you know, coming at me from mm-hmm. all different angles.
I think it's kind of nice too, like when you're growing up in a family like that, that's kind of where I, you know, grew up with. It's just music around me all the time. We didn't, none of us were musical, but that's where my interest in music came from. And same thing
right.
with my parents. We always had some kind of fingerprint that's was being played all the time, and all the neighbors would come over, and it was always Friday night at our house. And, you know, everybody would be
right.
dancing, and everybody would be just enjoying what was new on the radio, as well as, you know, the classics. And it was just
yeah.
so much fun there. But you're an extrovert. You know, I'm
yeah,
I hope I'm
so.
Saying that right. But I don't want to say
oh, yeah.
that badly.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to be. But I think that's probably part of what you're trying to say. You might not have had a musical background, but you guys all, you know, enjoyed playing music. You weren't afraid to tell the stories like your dad. And that's kind of what, you know, that extroverted part can be, right? When it comes to you writing and being able to express that creativity.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely say that would be true. I'm extremely extroverted. you know, I get my energy of being around people. And yeah, I think there's something about that. I like bringing people together and stuff too. And I think that there's something, you know, country music has just such a community.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is just like a family, no matter where it is. Like, I can be up here and have my, you know, BC country fam, I can have our cross country CCMA country fam, and then I'm down in Nashville, and anyone you meet there, you become part of some sort of family.
Oh gosh,
and, yeah, and there's just like this really cool common ground in that way. But with music, you know, you get to bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get at a concert and there's people from all different backgrounds from wherever the hell they came from, and they can all just be singing your songs together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to also hear how these songs impact people in some ways. And there's somewhat like, you know, even my song, I'll Be Over Me Too. Like, we wrote it as kind of like a ballad, and it ended up being this like quirky tongue in cheek song, kind of like making fun of myself a little bit. And, there's people that have like messaged me and they're like, man, that song like really helped me change myself around, or
nice,
really helped me through this breakup and like that sort of thing. And
guess it's just what happens when you break a good girl's heart. She's gone and found someone who will dance when her song comes on. And I wanna be mad how fast she's moving on. But if her smile means that he's doing all the things I didn't do, well, the truth is I would be. Those fallen in love eyes. The last time I saw them, they were looking in mine. I hate she looks so happy with someone else. I still wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it for myself. She's gone and found someone who will dance when her song comes on. And I wanna be mad at how fast she's moving on. But if her smile means that he's doing all the things I didn't do, well, the truth is I would be over me too. Thought I had time to figure out just how wrong I was, but it's too late now. She's gone and found someone who will dance when her song comes on. And I wanna be mad how fast she's moving on.
That was I Would Be Over Me Too that reached to the number one spot and also earned the first independent country artist to reach number one on radio, Mr. Tyler Joe Miller.
And there's songs like my song Fighting that we put out third,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, there's people that have tattooed lyrics on them from that song.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, and it's just really cool to see how these songs have, you know, affected people individually, but then also brings people together too. I think, mm-hmm, that's the really cool thing about country music.
A crowded room and I'm still lonely. Talking tough, but it ain't true. And any girl tries to love me, I'm scared to death I'll break her heart in two. Still looking for something to believe in, to be the man my daddy told me to be. Fall on my knees searching for the reason, find the strength the good Lord gave me. I'm still fighting with the demons up inside my head, and I ain't lying, there's some dark ones underneath my bed. There's a long road in front of me, there's a light I finally see. I'm done hiding, still ain't the man I wanna be, but I'm still fighting. I'm still fighting. Sometimes I still drink too much whiskey and close the blinds and hide my phone and pray like hell, Lord, will save me and tear these walls down stone by stone. I'm still fighting with the demons up inside my head, and I ain't lying, there's some dark ones underneath my bed. There's a long road in front of me, there's a light I finally see. I'm done hiding, still ain't the man I wanna be, but I'm still fighting. Inside my head, and I ain't lying, there's some dark ones underneath my bed. Afraid, but I don't care, can't be brave if you ain't scared. I'm still fighting, fighting with everything I am. Won't stop fighting, fighting down to my last breath. There's a long road in front of me, there's a light I finally see. Done hiding, still ain't the man I wanna be, but I'm still fighting. Yeah, I'm still fighting. And I'm still fighting. Oh, I'm still fighting.
But you said it earlier too, for yourself, when you were listening to certain songs and you were listening to country music, you could remember a song and remember exactly where you were. All of these fans that are listening to your music right now are going to remember your music years down the line.
Right.
The kids are going to remember, just like you remember your parents playing certain music, their kids are going to remember listening to yours. So it's going to be going from generation.
That's weird.
Yeah, going from generation to generation. That's how much you're touching people's lives with your music right now and your unbelievable writing. So that's really cool.
Oh, well, thank you. I've never even, you know, even thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about my heroes and stuff and the people that I grew up listening to. And yeah, it's weird to even think that there's people that are going to be doing the same thing about myself. And,
exactly.
You know, other country artists these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Now, during the pandemic, you know, you accomplished all of this during the pandemic, which is just insane to begin with. But, you know, it was just such a trajectory for you very quickly. And it takes a lot of artists a long time, you know, to find their identity, to find their sound, just to navigate through the industry. And it takes years to do that. You've like skyrocketed that in like record time, and look what you've accomplished in that short a period of time, and then get thrown into these major festivals that you're going into without playing.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, you're
pressure.
Telling me. Yeah, it was such a weird, like I said, like I felt like a ghost in the industry where it was, you know, people knew our songs, but it was funny because the first time we got to actually play was at Calgary Stampede mm-hmm. last summer. Mm-hmm. That was our first show. And I remember getting up on stage and...
What a show to start.
Yeah. I've been told people don't normally start there.
No.
And so, you know, it was awesome because I got to play, you know, support Jess Moskaluk, who's a label mate of mine. And mm-hmm. just, she's like a sister, just a great friend. And so it was awesome to be able to have my first show, you know, playing with her. And
warm me up a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, actually, before I was officially signed to MDM, they actually had me come out and do an acoustic set for Jess in Toronto for one of her Christmas shows.
Oh, wow.
And nobody knew who I was, and so they just put me up there with just my acoustic and did that. And so, like, she's given me great opportunities, you know, before I was even signed. But this is our first, like, full band gig, and I remember getting on stage, and there's people like just cheering because there's live music going on, but mm-hmm. you could tell like some people didn't really know who I was, mm-hmm. probably most people. And then I start singing Sometimes I Do, and it was like my latest song out at radio at that time. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you just see people look up and go, oh, it's that guy. so that's been the interesting thing, where I think people are still learning who the hell I am, or at least what I look like. And yeah, it's funny because there's even sometimes I'll play the whole set and then all of a sudden
it clicks.
It's either sometimes like I'll Be Over Me Too starts or like Pillow Talk, and you just people go, oh my god, it's this guy. Like, didn't even know.
Well, so. Because it's just hit so fast, but you've released exactly. a lot. And I don't think people really realize how much you've released too, because then you released your debut EP, Sometimes I Don't and Sometimes I Do. And that earned 20 million plus combined streams in 2021, let alone what it is now. Yeah. You got 4 CCMA nominations and now 4 more awards, which is what you just got last week. So yeah, you've been hitting the yeah. ground hard is what you yeah. did.
It kind of feels like, we're playing catch up at this mm-hmm. point mm-hmm. where there's just so much happening, and I'm just trying to keep up.
That's, yeah, I know.
You know, I wouldn't say I'm thriving. I'm just trying to keep up.
Just remember when you're getting up on stage, just take a moment. I know it's a rush. Absolutely. And it's a blur and all that stuff, but these are the memories that you're going to be thinking of years down the line. And you don't want to forget this, because it's, you know, we never know how long things are going to last in this business. And, you know, this is a pretty spectacular start for you. Like, it's just unprecedented what you've done. And it's just yeah. really cool to watch. And you've got the personality, you've got the chops, you've got, you know, like the playing guitar. Your love of acting, I'm sure, is really helping you in a lot of ways to be able to handle any nerves that you probably have.
Yeah. I think that and I think just the extrovertedness in me
yeah.
is just like, you know, I just enjoy getting out there and seeing a
just
crowd.
Just play.
Yeah. I just want to have fun.
That's
yeah.
what you got to do.
It feels like I'm just up there playing with my buddies, and we got a whole lot of friends there singing our songs with us. So
very cool. Very cool. Now talk about like the accomplishments that you've had in your career so far. Does your music feel different for you going through just even as this last year, we just didn't know if things are going to open back up again with your new music and your new single Wild As Her right now?
Does it feel different?
Yeah, like because music changes, your story changes, your writing mm-hmm. and your music tends to change. So when you first wrote, you know, and your music
right,
that you released yeah. then in comparison to this year, I really feel a difference there.
Yeah, I think we kind of hit, you know, it's almost like Tyler Joe Miller 2.0, you know, we haven't put it out yet, but we'll have like a sophomore EP. Sort of thing. And you know, you can make your first impression, but I guess in the industry, like, second impressions also really mean a lot. And
oh,
so
definitely second's probably yeah, more important than the first. Yeah
exactly. And so we you know, we have so many songs.
That's good.
Like we've got more than we know what to do with. And so we're, you know, trying to figure out how we're releasing this all. But, yeah, I think when we were trying to choose what the next song was going to be, you know, I feel like we sort of went through a cycle of mm-hmm. different types of songs. And so I think my brand is, you know, I think a lot of it is actually part of my songwriting and the songs that I choose to do. Mm-hmm. And I think they're all kind of just telling certain stories. And so Wildest Her, we actually got pitched it like a couple years ago almost. And it just wasn't the right time for me for that song. Mm-hmm. I really wanted it to be, but it wasn't yet. And then we finally hit a point where I was like, you know what? I think this is the writers had asked me again if I was interested. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of a good time to tell the story. And I feel like we went from like the heartbreak kind of like, a bit rockier, like pillow talking to, you know, the tongue in cheek, quirky, I'll be over me too. And then the super serious fighting and then just the gong show of whatever sometimes I do is just kind of having fun with it. Like, why the hell not? And mm-hmm. then I think we're like, all right, let's kind of go back to, you know, we almost cycle back to like another pillow talking style of a song. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And, you know, that vocal run in the song too, I thought was really cool.
Love that.
When I got sent the demo, it's actually Morgan Wallen singing it because he's one of the writers on it.
Wow.
And I mean, how the hell am I supposed to follow up a Morgan Wallen vocal? But
again, frying pan for you.
Yeah. But yeah, we just kind of thought we're like, you know, this might be kind of something cool to try out. And we hadn't really done, I like to keep just things pretty simple mm-hmm. with music, and I'm just a simple guy, but there's something really cool about that vocal line. We thought we'd try it out and see musically how that, you know, turns out for me. And yeah, people seem to really be digging that line. And yeah, but it just kind of felt like, you know, we evolved like a little bit. I wouldn't say too much in the sound, but like a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think you try things out a little bit here and there.
Well, you're going to change as the journeys go. You're going to pick songs, you know, that suit what you're going through in life too. And I think that, you know, mm-hmm. life is constantly evolving, and that's what's going to change in your career too. And that's exciting, you know, to see the choices yeah. that you're going to be making and the songs that you're going to be writing. Definitely. All right. I want to play this one right now. This is the one that has just been hitting the charts right now, and fans are loving it. Here is the new single, Wild As Her, by CMA Award winner, country artist Tyler Joe Miller, here on Music's Journey.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tennessee wind. A seesaw breeze will bring her to life. Another mother boy say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. Yeah, she is free laying next to me, 'cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on around every turn. She ain't scared to be tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Wild, wild as her. Wild. Saw that highway unwind in a deep brown eye. She saw a long stretch of dirt road dreaming. Living like a rock and roll song, she sings out loud when we're burning it down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, that's where she calls home. So I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on around every turn. She ain't scared to be tied down, scared to get burned. Just
little fire in her soul. She knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on around every turn. She ain't scared to be tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Wild as her.
That was the new single Wild As Her by my very special guest, CMA Award winner country artist Tyler Joe Miller. Don't forget you can download this one on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist. You can also request it at your local radio station. Such a good song. I love this one. You guys nailed it. And I love that line. It's just so good. That's the one I picked up right away.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, it's catchy. I don't really listen like to my own stuff often, but it's that's one of the ones that'll get stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just catchy, and that's a good thing, I guess. That's, you know, you want it to get stuck in people's heads.
I just played it for my roommate just, I guess it was 2 days ago. I was playing it for her, and she's not a country fan. And she's mm-hmm. I've been listening to her going around the house the last 2 days singing that line. See, you know, it works.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it really works. See, gaining fans from all genres right now. So it's pretty cool.
Love it.
Are you going to be releasing some new singles for the EP?
Whoo, we got something new coming. Mm. Yeah, we've got a new song out. It's going to be a special one, not something that I've really done before. So yeah, we're trying something new, and that's coming out pretty dang soon here. So we're not too far off, and don't know if I'm allowed to say exactly when or what it is, but
just a little hint.
Let's say before the summer's done. Okay. We're gonna have a new song out.
You promise you're gonna come back?
We promise.
Okay, you better. I want you on the show so we can talk about it. I miss the way that we used to be able to, I don't know, just with the way everything is with music right now, I miss the albums. I miss being able to listen to an album front to back and the anticipation of that, picking up the album and listening to the whole thing, like the 12 and 14 track album. And today, the way music is released now, it's so vastly different. And just that strategic, I guess, for you guys, you know, you really got to think about it as you're releasing singles, because everybody's out there, they listen to the song, they like it, then, you know, they're just right on streaming to the next. It's just not the same thing as it used to be.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Yeah, like when I hear a Brad Paisley song, who's my favorite artist in the world, I know the next song that mm-hmm. should be coming on the album. You know, like, you know what one came before that, you know what comes after that.
Cause exactly.
That's how I listened to his music. It mm-hmm. was, you know, you listen to the albums front and back. And yeah, it's so weird these days because, like, I'm also an artist like that would love to, I'd love to put out like a concept album, or I'd love to put out just like, you know, the full length, you know, some bonus tracks and like, just, I don't know. It's kind of how I grew up listening to them too. And it's just, we just don't have the same attention spans anymore.
Yeah. It's just like they're on, you know, it and then gone. They're on to the next, you know?
Yeah. Like, There's the idea that you got to catch people within like the first 10 seconds of a song
mm-hmm.
to really keep them, you know, interested. And yeah, because they can just hit shuffle or they can hit next or whatever it is. And so it's, yeah, it's tough these days. And there's also there's songs that you want to be putting out to radio, and there's songs that you want to strategically put out to streaming and mm-hmm. stuff too. So it's very interesting the way that, you know, releasing strategies go now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I haven't really known any different from what it is now, because I'm just starting out in the industry in the last few mm-hmm. years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of all I've known. But, you know, before I ever got a record deal, my thought is like, oh, the first thing I'm putting out is like an album, you know, like that's just how it is. But no, because now, you know, you put an an album, you might have like a couple singles from that that go up to radio, but then you kind of don't want to say burn, but you sort of do. You sort of burn the rest, you know, that's just for, you know, if people are listening to the whole album or to album tracks. Otherwise, people are only hearing a couple of those songs that are actually going to radio. And so it's just a very weird way to do it now. And there's a lot of money that goes into this recording and stuff too.
Exactly.
And marketing and all that. So it's just like, you don't want to waste your money, but you also want to put as much music out there for the fans as you can. But it's a hard, you know, thing to balance.
Well, you also want the fans to get to know you too. And like you said, you'll be sitting up on stage and somebody, because you're so new, and even though you've had, you know, the unprecedented, you know, setting the bar for new artists coming up as well as anybody else, it's just like, it's crazy how well you've done. But at the same time, they still don't know you yet because it's so new. Until you're doing the circuits and playing live music, and because of not having those festivals going, people are still just learning as they go. And you want people to get to know you. Those singles are going to help to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So much to talk about, and I know you don't have too much time, so I want to make sure that we're talking about your amazing work that you are doing on your own non-for-profit foundation, the Climb Outreach Society. Tell us about that, JT.
Yeah, it's another one of those things where it's like, just as I was a ghost in the industry, I feel like we're also kind of a ghost in the non-profit stuff because we have nothing online about us. That's something that we've been trying to work on, but the three of us that run the nonprofit, it's, you know, we all have full-time jobs and it's really hard to kind of put that all together. And then COVID kind of just threw a huge wrench in things. And so we weren't able to go back down because we do all of our nonprofit work down in Guatemala. We're trying to branch out to, you know, a bunch of different countries. But the climate reach basically, you know, we're doing work down in Guatemala that we absolutely love, and we sponsor two villages down there, and we do building projects for, you know, these communities, and, you know, water supplies and baby rescues for kids that are malnourished and just a bunch of stuff like that. You know, people that are just in the most vulnerable in their lives and that need the help. And so our idea is we want to go down and help them help themselves. You know, we're not just a Band-Aid organization. Like, we're going to actually go down there and help them help themselves and kind of go, what do you guys need? How can we be here for you? Instead of, hey, let us come in here and just fix this for you. That's just not how, that's not sustainable. And so, yeah, we want to help them become fully self-sustainable.
That's amazing.
And we've had two villages do that so far, which is awesome. And we partner with an organization down there called Hope of Life.
I know it well.
Oh, do you?
Yes,
They're awesome. So, like, they're the heroes. Like, they're the ones that are doing it 365, 24/7.
Yeah.
And so, they've been unreal. And, we're trying to do some stuff in Canada as of late as well, or as of recent. And so we have a bunch of different ideas that we want to do. But our thing was we wanted to help everywhere, but it's kind of hard. And so... Yeah. You know, there's so many different, like, some buddies of mine were doing a bike trip from Belgium to India, raising money to get girls out of sex trafficking in India. And so they raised up a bunch of money and stuff for that for a nonprofit down there. And, like, I wanted to go be a part of it, but I was in Guatemala and, like, all this stuff, trying to figure out how to do everything. And I just knew I couldn't. And so we had this idea of, well, what if we could help other people help? And so we basically thought of this kind of like crowdfunding idea of where we would kind of be the bridge of bridging people that, you know, have resources, money, and time that want to do this stuff, and then showing them good nonprofits. You know, we could show them good nonprofits that are actually doing really good work, that the money's going exactly where they say it's going.
That's awesome.
Not a lot of these big organizations that are taking huge cuts. We can't do that. We just think that's not even moral. And so our thing is we just want to, you know, build transparency and trust back with nonprofits that are doing great things. And so we're still trying to figure a lot of this stuff out. As for actually getting our hands dirty down in Guatemala with Hope of Life is where we've kind of been doing our thing for the last
That's
five
awesome.
Or 6 years now. So
it's amazing. And I wanted to make sure that I brought light to that because I worked with Hands of Hope in Mexico with Muhammad Ali for quite a few years.
Oh, awesome.
And
oh, wow.
It means a lot to me. And I've been teaching across Canada, you know, as the safety specialist as well. So there's just so many things that we can change if we use our platforms. And that's why I wanted to make sure that we brought this up, because it's amazing work that you're doing. Because you're not only in there just to go, you're not there at all just to go in there and just take a picture and say, hey, I've been here. Like, you guys are there with a crew doing the work. And, you know, it's pretty amazing what you've done.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And that's awesome that you do that. That's I love hearing what other people are doing.
Well, you need help, I'm there.
I love that.
Okay, because it's important to me, and there's just so much that we all can do together if we just band together. So now you are hitting one of the biggest stages, and that's the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. Tell us about that.
we're on an acoustic tour with our label in November in Southern Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my managers came on the bus and they go, hey, Tyler Joe, we got to talk to you.
when it starts out like that, that might not be so good.
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh. And so go out and they're like, yeah, so we got this offer come in for the summer and it's opening for Luke Combs at Cavendish. I was just like, what the hell is going on? Like, yes, whatever they said, yes. Like, let's just do it. And so, yeah, I've been super stoked for this one. There's a lot of great festivals that we're getting to play this summer, but that's definitely one that stands out. And that, you know, I've just heard so many great things about.
Look at the lineup. Absolutely crazy. And Luke Combs is already sold out.
I know. Yeah, I think that it was like sold out like before it even went to the public.
It's true.
For the general public. Like, what the heck is going on? So yeah, I'm excited. My band's stoked too, and like, you know, we're actually taking like the week there in PI just to be able to kind of enjoy the Maritimes over there, and you know, I don't get to spend a whole lot of time over there, so it's one thing to, you know, be able to open up for Luke Combs on a huge stage like that, but then it's another thing to be able to also travel for your job and be able to enjoy those times as well. So
I know you love to travel. I know you do. And I know that you love coffee. And
you do.
You really love coffee. Is there anything, is there a place there that you're looking forward to seeing that you're going to be off a few days? Because I was there, I guess it was 2009. I did a whole 11-day tour there because I was shooting all the lighthouses for tourism PEI. And then I ended my trip shooting for Daughtry at the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. So I really enjoyed it. The people are so friendly everywhere, you know, from one end of the island to the other. And they got some beautiful beaches there that you got to check out, like the sand dunes and stuff like that. But have you taken a look to see what you might check out?
Honestly, no, I haven't.
Ooh, sand dunes.
I should, but sand dunes. Okay. Yep. I know, like my bandmates, they're, a couple of their wives are going to, and they're super stoked about like the Anna Green Gables stuff.
Yeah. I was there too. Yeah. I went to that.
Yeah. I'm such a seafood guy.
I was going to say,
lobster. I want as much seafood as I can get. Yeah, I want as much lobster as I can have while I'm over there. But if there's good coffee joints too, like, man, I love good coffee.
I know you do. Well, you just took a recent detour earlier this year, didn't you, to Switzerland and Turkey?
Switzerland, Turkey, all over, yeah. Oh, that's one hell of a reason. Why not?
Dream trip, I'm telling you. Is there?
It's tough too because it's as you know that things are getting busy. It's like you want to take the trips that you can.
Exactly. Yeah.
Beforehand and stuff. So, yeah, it was just kind of taking advantage of that. But I will say the best coffee I've ever had is still in Guatemala.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it is the best coffee I've ever had, and I bring it home and try to make it, and it's just not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same. No.
Yeah, they say that too, you know, in so many different places, you know, that I've been to before. Switzerland is one, definitely. Every single time I'm on Instagram, it just keeps coming up, all the different beautiful scenery in Switzerland. It's just one of my top to to go places. Africa, yeah, too, is the other one for me.
I want to go to Africa so bad. That's one of my top dream places to go visit. So
I want to do the migration.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because just like for me as a wildlife photographer, I want to see that. I want to be able to go and film that.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go on a safari. I just want to see some animals and stuff. Yeah, it just interests me a lot.
I know. Same here. That's my dream trip. That's the top of my chart. And then Switzerland's right underneath that. Iceland's another one for me, too. I got so many that I want to do.
So, I want to go everywhere.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, taste the food, live amongst the people, like take some time there, really experience the culture, where would it be?
That's tough. I would love to, I want to say Africa. Like, I just think that would be so cool. There's things that I want to do in certain places. So like that, I would love to enjoy, you know, the scenery, the animal, the animals, the people, the culture, that sort of thing. But then there's also like, I really want to just have some great glasses of scotch over in Scotland. I'm a big scotch guy. So I'd love to try that.
That scenery there is just incredible too in Scotland.
Yeah. So I got to get over there as well. Those are kind of like the two places that I've wanted to go see. Is Scotland and Ireland, and then Africa.
We're going to have chat about all that when you come back on the next show.
I guess we will.
Okay, so quick fire questions, if that's okay?
Sure.
Okay. Fast food, favorite place when you're on the road?
Oh, Wendy's.
Nice.
Or Chick-fil-A is pretty good.
Oh.
If it's there. I mean,
if it's there.
You never know where it is.
Favorite song on the radio today?
Tough. Maybe Cody Johnson's newest one. Oh my gosh, Take a Chance.
I like that one too. Good choice. Yeah. Favorite all-time TV show?
Lost.
Ooh, like I missed that show. I missed that show.
I loved it.
I know.
But now it might have been beaten by Yellowstone. Yellowstone's hard to beat.
It's my favorite show. Is my favorite show. And I've met Kevin Costner, and it's just like, it's even more important to me. But yeah, I love that show. I just love the scenery. I love the lifestyle. I love it all. It's really cool.
Unreal.
All right. Favorite hockey team. I know this might be controversial.
Oh, it is. Because I'm supposed to say Canucks. So I do back the Canucks. I'm a fan of the Canucks. But I also grew up loving the Ottawa Senators. Nice. But I mean, I've kind of outdated myself with my reasoning for that. Half my family's from Ontario, but like Northern Ontario, not from Ottawa or Toronto. So I wanted to choose like a home team, you know, on my dad's side of the family, but they don't live in either Ottawa or Toronto. And my dad just used to always swear on the TV when Toronto was on. So, but also Jason Spezza was my favorite player.
Okay.
You know, I used his curve for my hockey stick and stuff, and he was on the Senators when back then. So, yeah, I got to say both.
My son loves the Senators, too. He's a Canucks fan.
Does
all the way, though.
Not like them?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a Canucks now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. Okay. Everybody, I'm telling you, I've had so many people on. It's just like a loaded question. It's just like everybody's like guns blazing when it comes to what the answers are, right? So it's too funny. It's too funny. Okay, so favorite all-time artist?
Brad Paisley.
Nice. Do you have a favorite song?
I do. It's called Rain in You.
That's a nice one. That's a good one.
Yeah, off his Time Well Wasted album. It's you can listen to it, you know, on a happy day and on a sad day, and it just still hits the same.
Okay, last question. Yeah. Best, most useless talent.
oh man, that's a good question.
Your crew might be able to answer that one real quick.
Most of my talents. Probably like I could break dance. I used to do like little competitions and stuff when I was young, and like preteen, I used to break dance a lot. So
you know
something I could do.
But you know what I'm gonna do now, right?
I will not.
I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out on TikTok. I am calling you out.
I'm too big now to spin myself around.
That would just make such great, great conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Gotta make people laugh.
Yeah, it sure would.
It is so great to have you on the show. I cannot wait for your new music, and congratulations with everything that you're doing when it comes to your foundation and Cavendish. Amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I look forward to having you back, my friend.
You bet. Absolutely. All right.
Looking forward to that next drop, and we'll talk to you then. So enjoy this. Make sure when you're getting up on that huge stage over at Cavendish and just, you know, soak it all in. And the countryside is just absolutely beautiful there.
Yeah, I absolutely will let it soak in.
Are you playing Stampede again this year?
We sure are.
Ooh.
We're doing, we're closing it out. We're the last night of Stampede, so.
Nice.
It's going to be fun.
Nice, nice. All right, my friend. You take care and just keep putting out those records. You're doing awesome. We love you.
Well, thank you. Sure will.
All right. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, TJ, or Tyler Joe Miller. I cannot wait to have him back on the show with some brand new music. The countdown has begun. CMA Award winner, country artist Tyler Joe Miller is heading to PEI, so don't forget, that is going to be on July 7th, and that's on the main stage. A great big thank you to my very special guest, TJ Tyler Joe Miller. I've got some great shows that are coming up for you. I'll be interviewing and chatting with Kelly Prescott. She's also going to be at the Cavendish Beach Music Festival as well. We've got Sean Austin, Allie Walker, Katie Hurt, Emma Peterson, Quentin Blair, Cadence Grace, High Valley, Rock Band, Taming Sorry. We have Weapons, Matt Rogers, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, The Prairie State, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Simone Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadoo, Michelle Wright, Craig Moritz, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. We'll catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Sun goes down, they roll up the sidewalks in this Texaco town, and I come home to a lonesome sound where you can hear a pin drop in between the tick-tock till I lay my head down. Right around midnight I can hear a whisper, baby I ain't tired, come a little closer. Missing your touch and I want it, I want it. And I can hear you laughing out of my chest, saying I don't ever want to leave this bed. And even with her gone, I'm haunted, I still hear her pillow talking. Sometimes I sleep out on the couch, try to drown it out. Sometimes I pour myself a drink, let it burn my lips just like her kiss when she was lying next to me. Right around midnight I can hear a whisper, baby I ain't tired, come a little closer. Keep me up and missing your touch, and I want it, I want it. Out of my chest, saying I don't ever wanna leave this bed. And even with her gone, I'm haunted, I still hear her pillow talking.
chicken on a shovel, taking shots at the man in the moon. Sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. Catch a Sunday morning sermon, praying and a flirting with the girl at the end of the pew. Sometimes I don't, well, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. Blowing little smoke while the belly boat floats, feeling tick, tick, tickety-boo. Sometimes I don't, well, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. Fixing to, whoa, I can be the good guy walking on the wild side, baby, it's true. Yeah, and I can spin the cap off a bottle in a Friday night denim suit. I can be heaven in your arms, or hell on wheels, or hanging out for a few. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do. Oh, sometimes I don't. But sometimes I do.